entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Home of such shows as True Time Theater, Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, and this piece of shit, the DJ New Style Show. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening, downloading, whatever it is. With me, as always, your friend and mine, Gardner Larper, fixer of basement toilets, enjoyer of football games, your friend and mine, Steve. Steve, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm all right. I don't know if I really enjoy football games.
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
I don't really. I watch the Giants. I don't have to watch it when they're playing during the season. But I've
already announced it, Steve.
Too bad. I'm correcting you.
No, we can't go back on this. You now have to enjoy football games.
No, we're going forward. No, I'm no longer enjoying them.
This is not a show where we backpedal. If I say you like football games, Steven, then how does that make me look if you don't like to watch football? It makes me look, I'm going to just say this bluntly, it makes me look like a lying asshole. And that's not what I am in my soul. I'm not that in my heart or my brain, Steve. You will now watch every fucking game that you come across. I demand it.
Give me the NFL pass for next year. I'll watch that shit.
No, I can't do that. Look, I can't swing it, Steve. Can't make it happen.
All right, then there we go. Going forward, can't swing it. I'm no longer a fan of football.
It's all bullshit.
Although I never really was. Football ranks. Actually, it ranks above basketball, though. Because basketball is horrendous to watch. I can't watch that shit.
Okay, someone's going to give you free tickets to a sporting event, and it is not baseball. What are you most excited to receive?
Like any sporting event or just like basketball, hockey?
Okay,
like,
not a particular event in a sport, just a regular run-of-the-mill game in a sport. Any sport where you get buy tickets.
I'd go for a Devils game. I'd like to watch a Devils game.
I said
me and Shawnee Murphy went to a few, and they were good. I don't really watch hockey, but I do cheer for the Devils. But it's more fun live, I think, just being there and watching it.
Yeah.
Like baseball,
I would take hockey over basketball. I would
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been to Knicks games.
I think a football game is more exciting than fucking baseball.
That's like the one sporting event I've actually never been to. I've been to like MLS games. I've been to, you know, baseball, basketball, hockey. Never a football game.
I've been to a few. My old man, he scored some fucking tickets here and there. We never like bought the tickets. They're always like, oh, someone had tickets, so
that
we're gonna go.
My case,
yeah. But I mean, baseball was something I was really into, so we did that. We would get tickets to go to the Mets or whatever the fuck. But the football game, I've never been like and had incredible seats. Amanda has, and I have not, and that was pretty fucking jealousy inspiring. I don't know how to fuck. It made me.
Hate you were her. Envious.
I was envious. It made me really dislike her for like a good minute. But no, I'm just fucking around. I wouldn't have given a shit. I truly don't care about fucking sports anymore. I used to really like it. I used to watch every fucking Mets game. I was a devoted fan, and somewhere along the fucking line, I didn't care. So I was like, when I was 10, 11, 12, every fucking game, and then at some point, couldn't give a shit less. Don't know what happened. I've attributed it in the past to the strike. I don't know if it was that.
I think it's the fact that you were a Mets fan. It's very easy to get disenfranchised.
I don't know about that. I think maybe even when I was 13, I still liked them. And that, I mean, they've been shitty. Like, the last time they were good was 89, right? I mean,
in 2000, they got to the World Series.
What I'm saying, in that time period.
They lost five games.
But. In that time period. Like, I lost interest in, like, 95, right?
Yeah.
So the last, I came back to them when they were in the series. I'm like, oh, the Mets, and I may as well watch it. Like, that's what kind of a fucking fan I was.
Right.
And I'm like, who the fuck is Benny Agbayani? Who the fuck is that guy? We don't have any good players.
That was definitely a downtime, like the early 90s.
Edgardo Alfonso, he's our guy. He's like our best player. Yeah. It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty for the Mets. But I got to see him beat the Braves. It was good.
Hey, good for them. Fuck the Braves.
The Braves are easily the most hateable team.
No, the Yankees are.
No. I fucking hate. I guess
in the National League, I'd say it's either St. Louis or Atlanta.
I guess not anymore. Is Atlanta even a force anymore? They were a dominant force for quite a while.
They were. Not as much as they were maybe 10 years ago, but they're still good teams together.
I just fucking hated John Smoltz's fucking face.
Oh,
every time I saw that little fucking overdose on citrus fucking scowl that he would put on his face, that little scrunched up fucking stupid mouth that he had that I'd love to just fucking put a spike in, just fucking kick him right in the teeth. I hated John Smoltz. I fucking hated him. I was a child, and I fully hated an adult just by his appearance.
You know what? He is a good announcer, though. I hated him as a player, but he's a pretty decent announcer.
I didn't even know he was doing that.
Yeah.
But we're talking the sports here.
Yeah, the foosball.
There's a good reason, because
there was a foosball game.
There was the Super Bowl. We're not going to do the okay, I need to ask you this. I have a cousin who posted something during the Super Bowl. It was a picture of a dog or a cat or something, some fucking meme animal that's big now that isn't going to be big in 10 minutes, the minute I fucking mention it. I don't even know. But it said, I hope both sports teams lose or something. I hope both teams lose.
Oh, I hope they both lose. Yeah, that's a grumpy cat.
Grumpy cat, right. And then the caption was, sports, go whatever team win the game, right?
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, oh, come on. I hate it. Like, I don't live for the fucking Super Bowl. I don't live for sports. But it's like, you're so fucking edgy. You're just so edgy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. It bugs me, and I'm being a real jerk as my own fucking cousin. But god damn it, there's just so many people that do that. They're like, oh yay, sports. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a fucking Harry Potter fucking reading circle.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Where are you going with that one?
I'm trying to think of something that somebody would say that would be into. That nobody else would be. I can't think of it.
Bronies.
No, not bronies. I can't even think of it. What's that fucking book movie that's out now? There's a series. The Bitch with the Bow and Arrow.
The Hunger Games.
Yeah, like the Hunger Games would be something. Like if they had a championship. If they had a championship of that fucking story, nobody would give a fuck except people that posted sports.
Well, they kill each other in that, don't they? I think that would be pretty entertaining. That's almost Running Man style.
No, I'm not saying a real one, but if they had a day just dedicated to loving that book, basically.
Loving Twilight.
Yeah. Any book series. People, I love my book. I don't know. I'm not a reader, Steve. You may have guessed.
I think we've established we're both not readers.
We're both fucking stupid, and we celebrate our stupidity. It's really fucking awful.
And we encourage our stupidity on other people.
But the fact is, even if you don't like football, you can find a way to appreciate the Super Bowl. Or you can't, and you just don't fucking bring it up.
Well, I mean, it's either the game or the commercials. If you don't like either one, then there's no reason for you to watch it.
I hate Super Bowl. Oh, you do?
Unless you get a lot of money on it.
Why do you hate it? Because you don't like sports. Fine, fantastic. You don't have to watch it. Everybody I know is just talking about. Well, you don't have to be near them. You don't have to.
Don't go to a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, and you know what? I would go as far as to say is if you're into the Super Bowl, don't go to a fucking Super Bowl party. I would say that.
Yeah. It's hard to concentrate with people fucking being dumb around you.
I mean, it wasn't a particularly great game. I mean, Peyton fucking just didn't do anything. He just completely imploded. It was contrary to everybody's expectation.
Hey, he played quarterback for both teams. I thought that was a feat.
He played so poorly that I heard that, or I read that the NFL is investigating a fix.
I think that's
and when
great.
I say I read it, I really mean that I saw someone share an article on Facebook that I didn't read. And that was the title.
That's how most that's people get their news.
That's it. That's why The Onion is great.
Headline.
I love when somebody believes The Onion headline and they do what I do with every single article and they don't read it. Like, I'll look at an article and be like, wow, that's outlandish. And I'll look at the domain. I'm like, oh, it's The Onion. It's really funny. It goes from being insane, unbelievable to, oh, that's amusing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't even check that shit. But it wouldn't surprise me. He played that poorly. I mean, at this point, Tebow had a better fucking Super Bowl than Peyton Manning. Two commercials for a budding blossoming mobile company, T-Mobile. But yeah, if you're into the Super Bowl and you give a shit about football at all, you should not go to a Super Bowl party unless you vetted everybody that you've invited. You have to actually really profile everybody you're considering inviting, yep, because there's problems with the Super Bowl. We've invented this thing, the boxes. Everybody knows what it is. I'm not going to explain it, but we've invented this thing just so that we can have a Super Bowl party to keep people that don't like football entertained. And it was probably a good idea. It was, you know, well-intentioned, but it has just completely consumed and ruined the fucking game. It's ruined it. It's ruined it as an event. It's just made it really fucking bad. Put a couple of bucks in. You pick a couple of boxes. If your numbers come up, you win. That's what it was. If your numbers come up at the end of each quarter and then the game, you win. But no, now it's every time someone's fucking dick moves in that stadium or on the field of play. My numbers are 7-3. If I might be able to get it. There's fucking 15 minutes in this quarter. You're not going to get it.
Yep.
So the first play of the game leads to a safety. The first fucking snap leads to, yep, a safety. And then all discussion of the game being a game goes out the window, and people are just churning in their skulls to figure out what has to happen so their numbers can come up.
3 field goals and another safety, and they need to get a touchdown.
Who's got 2-0? Who's got 2-0? It doesn't fucking matter who has 2-0. How about we watch the fucking game, giggle at the commercials, scoff at the shitty ones, and then at the end of the quarter, do the who's got 2-0 shit. And on top, yeah, of that, most of these fucking things, every one that I've been involved with, in some way, has a pretty good distribution, or at least access, to the fucking chart of who has what. So asking who's got 2-0, who's got fucking 4-7, is a stupid fucking question. Look at the, yeah, fucking board. Look, take a picture of it. Every time you feel compelled to ask it, look at the fucking thing, and you'll see a goddamn name.
Aren't there always Xerox copies? I mean, isn't that you have your copy of the Matrix and you're going to look
you
at
would
it?
Think.
I mean, why would you sit there? If you care so much, how do you not know yourself?
Now, the office pool is a different animal. That ruins, like, your concentration, and maybe you kind of push it on somebody else to explain what you have to get. And you don't necessarily make a spectacle by asking everybody in the room, because they're probably not a part of it. But when the party that you're at has the boxes, I've seen
it. Oh, they had it at the party.
They did. And I've
never seen that.
That was kind of a fun idea. They had a big, like, foam core poster with it drawn up.
Right.
And I thought that was really cool. But the problem is, nobody looked at the fucking numbers. Nobody looked at it. And so every time, they're like, I got these. I know what I got. I know what I got, but I don't know what anybody else has. Like, it fucking matters. So people just get swept up in this. They just fucking, it overtook everything. And it bled into, like, the commercial breaks. Now, I know the commercials.
Oh, I'd be mad.
The commercials aren't everything. And you can see them online. But I like to, if I'm sitting in front of a fucking TV, and I'm looking at it, and my attention's devoted to it, I'd really like to be able to fucking hear it. But instead...
Right. And no one's going to go and watch every single Super Bowl commercial before the Super Bowl. You might see one or two.
Yeah, you know what's funny? You would think that, except there's a person in the room who was basically just giving us... Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Seriously?
I shit you not. This one was good. This one was really good. Shut the fuck up! Shut up! Did I tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, did you happen to see this one? Yeah, man, I saw it. Hey.
It's fucking 30 seconds
what did you
long.
Think, what did you think of it? It's 30 seconds fucking long. At best. You don't need to fucking tell us to brace ourselves to enjoy this fucking product.
Oh, here it comes, man. Watch this. Oh.
Where do you see when the Cheerios? Where do you see? Oh, just shut the fuck up. And you would think that since everybody has phones and they have these, you know, tablets and they have attention suckers, you would think that people would just turn into the self-indulgent, like lonely, terrible people that I hope they become with these things. You would think the phone would come out and people would just start pawing at it and like not saying anything. And it happened to an extent at the party I was at. There were these two younger people that were on the couch. And keep in mind, couch at a Super Bowl party, prime
real
prime
estate.
Spot. You're not on the fucking folding chairs. You're not on the floor. You've achieved couchness. These two kids are sitting on the couch, occupying
like,
a good portion.
How old would you say?
Teen, 15, 16, yeah. Something okay. Like that. And they're on their tablets. They're pawing at it. I'm like, oh, they're taking up space, but at least they're being quiet. And all of a sudden I hear, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. And I'm looking, and they're fucking playing a game with each other, each having their own tablet. And, no, you got all the coins. I've got all the coins. You shouldn't keep it. I'm like, dude, there's a fucking thing that we're all pointed towards right now. I don't need to hear
look
your...
Look at the big tablet that's sitting on the fucking...
I don't
right
need to hear your
everybody.
Fucking commentary on whatever Mario Kart bullshit race you're having and that fucking tablet you're staring into. Go in the bathroom. Who gives a fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Shut up.
Tablet culture.
Yeah, you know what? I'm coming around on this tablet culture bullshit. No.
Telling you, man.
Tablet culture is good. I like it. As long as it's just... How can I
just
describe
that's
it?
That's just one aspect.
I want it to remove you. I want tablet culture to become that such that it's a thing that removes people and just kind of like puts them in stasis, almost like a fucking tuna net. Just throw it over them. They're staring at this fucking thing and they're not going to be a part of anything.
Well, here's,
that's
the, here's
what I hope
problem.
Tablet culture becomes.
Here's the problem. Facebook has made it so everybody thinks that their voice matters. So people are transitioning that to real life.
Yeah.
So they're talking about what they're doing on their tablets. So they're making noise about shit nobody cares about.
True.
And that's the big problem.
Have you met do you know anybody who when they speak it looks as though they're addressing an imaginary audience?
Yes.
So it's like they're saying something and they look around the room at people that are not there. Like they're seeking approval from a fucking room full of people.
From a chair.
Have you ever encountered that?
A few times, I think.
I have.
Different places of employment.
It's every fucking time this person declares something. Not like responds. Not responds to a statement that you said or something. But just declares something. Like, mangoes are delicious. Looking around the fucking room. I'm like, Who the fuck are you talking? There's three of us here, and you're one of them. Who the fuck are you addressing?
See, at least when I said it on a show that people are going to listen to.
Yeah.
Or not.
Or not. Or the fact is, I'm saying it into a fucking microphone with the hope that people hear it. I'm not saying it in a room, unmiked, to somebody sitting across from me and looking at somebody who's not there next to that person. It's just fucking weird. And now that person is a Facebook friend of mine. And the way that they talk, not talk, but the things that they write have a voice to them that it's like, when I read it, it's almost, I can picture the person. Like, okay, there was an old sequence for a production company on a TV show where someone would type something, they would hit the fucking thing back, take the paper, fucking just throw it, and it would go on a big stack. That's how I feel they react when they fucking hit that enter on the save status on Facebook.
Right.
Whack! From the top of the ceiling all the way down, smack it, and just stare at it, and like, God, there's no way that status update could be better. Just looking at their own shit. Waiting for anybody to click a thumbs up or comment. Anything. It's just fucking infuriating.
See, and Facebook needs a thumb down.
Yeah, we've empowered these people.
Thumbs down on Facebook would be the best thing ever.
I agree with you. And we also need a filter to eliminate, I clicked like, but I don't like. Have you seen those where it's like an article about
they
cancer?
They have to specify why they like it.
Woodrow Wilson's last surviving grandchild has fucking pancreatic cancer. Someone clicks like. Okay, well, we get it. You enjoyed the article. You've got something from it. But they have to say, I don't really like it. I wish there was a dislike. Like, just shut the... You don't need to fucking say it. I'm tired of unnecessary communication. That, like, I subscribe to people, basically, on Facebook. By me being your friend, I'm subscribing to what the fuck you're writing. Whatever you have to share, I'm subscribing to it. And I feel like it's just, there's so much unnecessary shit that subscribing to someone subjects you to.
Yeah, that's why people should make more pages. Like me personally, I was posting a lot of baseball shit at one point, and I'm just like, you know what, fuck it. I'll make a baseball page. I'll invite people I think that like baseball, and they're free to leave.
Oh, you're talking about groups to share.
Yeah, groups.
Yeah. Or circles.
Yeah, and I... Google. Yeah, or whatever it would be on fuckers. Google Plus, but yeah. Wouldn't use that shit.
No one uses it.
But, like, I have one, like, me and a bunch of my friends from high school are, like, big comic book guys. You know, and they made one for comic books. And I'm like, dude, I don't have to post anything about comics in here. I can just post it on the fucking the group. I don't have to post it on my feed. And, you know, if people, like, post comic book shit, I'll invite them to the group.
Yeah.
And it solves a lot of problems like that.
The problem is, the thing is, the people that I just described, using that one specific person as an example that I'm not going to name, they would never fucking do that. Like, suggesting that they do that is like suggesting that they flatten their tires before going to work. Why would I limit my voice?
Oh,
why would I limit what I have to say? Like, we need everything from you. I mean, I understand why Facebook does it. I understand why they have the so-and-so clicked or so-and-so likes fucking 7-Eleven. Well, who gives a shit?
I like
what, did they
story.
Just fucking find out about it? You know what? I've been moaning over the last 25 years, and goddammit, they really cylindrically roll the shit out of those hot dogs. They're fucking fantastic. I'm done with it. I'm fucking done. I'm going to use it to keep in touch with like some people. But I'm not going to go to it to discover things. Like, I used to go there because I mean, there are people that are good. You know, Josh Katz is a good curator.
Yep.
He posts things that are interesting, that are fun, that are informative. Dom from Vagabond Souls and various other things.
I wouldn't know.
He's good. his shit is good. However, you know, I couldn't give a fuck about your kid's pageant. I just couldn't. Like, you're not, like, if you're just somebody, I don't know. Okay, that's me just being a fucking jerk. I know it matters to somebody else, but this just isn't the way to do it. It's not the way to do it. And it's not, so it doesn't occur to as many people as it needs to do what you suggested. To break your people up into groups. It doesn't occur to people.
Oh, no. I mean, people do. We've been doing it since we were kids. I mean, you have cliques of high school and middle school. Why not just do it on Facebook? Just be clicky on Facebook and just, you know,
yeah.
talk to your friends in the way that you want to talk to them, and then talk to other people. You know, if you have something general that you think everyone should know about, think about it for a second and then post it. But nobody thinks. Everyone's like, this is the best thing ever. And then they're like, why is nobody liking this?
Facebook obviously is moving on. They are moving on. They're coming up with, things to read content, to aggregate content. It's so much less about, you know, interacting than it is with discovering. And I don't think they're the best framework or platform to do it. I just don't enjoy it. Fucking don't. And the worst part of the Super Bowl thing with these kids talking, like playing and like, yeah, I got those coins. Yo, you're going to go ahead and use the lightning then. Go ahead and use it. We're watching a fucking game. They're doing this shit. But the worst part is occasionally they would peek up and discover that something caught their eye on the TV. Like, for example, like a commercial's on. And one of them puts the tablet down and goes, is that a new Spider-Man movie?
No, it's the first Spider-Man movie that they're playing during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they spent fucking $3 billion a second to advertise a four-year-old movie.
$1.3 million this year.
$1.3 million a second?
A second.
That's what they spent to tell you about the fucking four-year-old movie.
Yeah, it was $40 million.
Of course it's a new one.
$40 million for a 30-second spot.
I don't know. Maybe Facebook broke us as a people. We just think we have to comment when nobody's looking at you. Like, that's the thing. If I'm looking at you and we're sharing eye contact and words and shit, that great. But if nobody's looking at you, nobody is engaging you, you're getting nothing when you make a comment, just shut the fuck up. Just shut up. Really fucking frustrating.
Well, that's what society has come to.
I don't ask for much, Steve. I want to watch the game. I want to hear the halftime show, and I want to see commercials. And the halftime show this year, you're just fucking abomination.
I thought it was good. Not the Bruno Mars. I was happy to see Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, but no, fucking embarrassing.
It was embarrassing because they did the one song
Iggy Pop and
everybody
Flea.
Everybody knows.
Iggy Pop and Flea get on stage wearing fucking leggings.
Yeah.
Shit.
Flea and Anthony Kiedis, fucking 51 years old, both of them.
Not fucking cool at all.
Nope.
So devoid of cool at this point.
And
and they couldn't have picked a worse fucking song.
And they didn't even play it. They did?
You pointed that out to me too. I was embarrassed by them, like, for having seen them, just by their appearance and the song choice and the brevity of their fucking performance. Like, they made it seem like this would be the first of its kind. This is going to be an incredible halftime show. There'll be nothing like it. They came out and fucking, what, air guitared a goddamn song?
They did. I mean, Kiedis was singing. The singing was live.
Okay.
Everything else was fucking tracks they laid down the day before.
So and
Flea actually released a statement today because I guess someone got caught a picture. Speaking of Josh Katz, he put the picture up.
Yeah.
And it was a close-up of Flea's bass, and nothing was plugged into it. So people started asking questions. And then today Flea released a statement that, you know, basically saying, you know, we've done, you know, a couple times in our history, we've done stuff like this. He's like, we were against it, but it's the Super Bowl, and, you know, it's kind of hard to turn down playing the Super Bowl. And they like football, blah, blah, blah. He basically kind of, like, apologized for it.
Admitted and apologized.
He didn't really apologize. He kind of just gave a backstory and gave their reasoning for doing it that way. But I mean, at least he was honest about it.
Sure.
But there you go. I mean, everything but the singing was not live. So
I just don't like them. I hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
What song would you rather heard them play?
Hole in My Head is probably my favorite.
There's a hole in my head and it's big as a whale. I don't know how the fuck does that song go. I really don't know.
I forget.
There's a hole in my head and I look like Iggy Pop and I'm fucking stringy and sinewy and gross to look at. Hole in my head. I'm really trying to get to it now. Red Hot. Yeah. There's no fucking hole in my head, Steve.
What is it?
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
I don't even remember.
You went for something you didn't even know existed. You picked a song and you weren't even sure. Johnny Kick a Hole in the Sky?
No. God damn, what the fuck is the name of that song?
There's a hole in my heart. It's as deep as a whale. For that poor little boy. Who gives a fuck? Fuck it, I don't care. I don't give a shit. No Spider-Man? No way! They're ruining it like the last one. What? How about you go back to your fucking game? Your fucking tablet that you're putting your greasy Cheeto finger on. Jesus Christ. Did you even see the new Spider-Man trailer?
Yeah, I watched, I think, most of the new commercials.
No, they have, I don't know, they have a couple of villains in it. They have Rhino and fucking Cardiac, I think.
Yeah, they have, no, it's Cardiac. Yeah. No, they have Green Goblin, which is, I guess, Harry Osborn again is going to be Green Goblin in the reboot. They have Rhino, which is played by Paul Giamatti, which I thought was kind of crazy that Paul Giamatti is going to be a Marvel villain, but
what the fuck is Jamie Foxx playing?
Shocker.
Oh, he's playing Electro. Okay.
Electro. That's not Shocker. Shocker's fucking Jimmy Rose.
Shocker. Electro. I thought it was Cardiac. Cardiac was a black dude. I didn't know. Oh, well, fuck it. Yeah, so there's that. The whole Super Bowl. Fantastic. Fucking garbage. I don't know. I mean, I look at this Spider-Man movie, and I'm excited. I want
Soul
to see
the Squeeze.
It.
That's the fucking song. Soul the Squeeze.
How the fuck did you get Hole in My Head?
I don't know.
I'm not even going for it. I think they've been having their fucking balls licked by the public for years, and they put out that one couple of catchy songs, whatever, and the public never fucking forgot.
Most of it was their first album, Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Okay, yeah.
That was like all the really... And then they had maybe one song on each other album that they put out.
Californication had a bunch of hits, but it was shit.
That was a good song, too.
Well, the album, I mean.
Yeah.
It had a bunch. Damn, it is a baba doo doo man, dowsy, ba di bum pow. You know that fucking song?
Scar tissue. I'm surprised. You know, I couldn't think of my favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers song, but you said "Deep Deep Down," I knew it was Scar tissue.
Like the words don't fucking matter. You don't need lyrics. You just make sounds, and everybody knows what the fuck it is. Bullshit. I fucking hate them. Oh shit. Yeah, so Spider-Man, I'm excited, but, you know, Spider-Man 3 gets a lot of shit, and it sucked. It really did suck. Ruined the franchise, they had to reboot it, and they luckily did that well.
I think Toby Keith ruined the franchise.
Did he? With his red Solo cup? You fucking asshole.
Toby King. What's his name? Toby McGuire.
Talk about me. Won't talk about you. Won't talk about
that fucking see, the troll got to me. It was a delayed reaction. The troll got to me.
He implanted it in your fucking brain.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah, Spider-Man. When Spider-Man wears a cowboy hat, it's a little distracting. I'm gonna be blunt.
Yeah, but the whole thing with him turning bad, and he didn't even turn bad. He just turned into a hipster goth fucking. I don't know what he turned into.
They're like, we need to make him look bad, and they're like, well, what can he do?
Be shitty to his girlfriend.
How about he says mean things?
Thumbs up.
He says mean things and does the hustle down a street.
Yeah, he does like the James Brown at one point. How was that evil?
He dances disco down a street, and girls are offended by him. That's the mean Spider-Man. It's driving him mad.
The only redeeming thing in that whole series, I like Dr. Octopus in the second one. I forget the guy's name. Molina?
Yeah. Javier Molina. Very good actor.
I don't think that was his name.
Wasn't him? Alfred.
Alfred Molina.
Javier Molina, isn't he a baseball player?
Yes, he is.
Oh, shit.
And there's a bunch of Molina catchers. There's like six of them.
Jesus.
He was good. Tobey Maguire was awful.
What about Toby Keith? Is he good?
Toby Keith is great in those movies.
I have no complaints about Toby Keith's performance in the Spider movies.
Kirsten Dunst was fucking awful.
She is a fucking hideous frump train of a woman.
She's a big pothead.
She just looks like a fucking bag of frump. Like a bag of don't give a fuck is what she looks like. It's like, hey, can anybody give me a don't give a fuck kind of shaped like a lady? Then Kirsten Dunst walks in the room with her fucking...
Either Kristen Stewart
with her fucking Kirsten snaggle Dunst. Teeth.
Oh, she is... You know what? I usually like snaggle teeth. On her, it just it's.
You know why? She's got like they're creepy
lazy eyes. She's got like a double lazy eye. She's got lazy eyes.
She's double lazy eyes.
Yeah, it's weird when you see her looking like she tries to look at something and like one eye goes like too far and the other one's not fast enough.
How the fuck do you have two lazy eyes?
It's gotta be rough. That's Hollywood.
Jesus Christ. She sees in fucking one dimension.
It's like an iguana, pretty much.
She has iguana eyes. The thing with her teeth, like, I need to actually fucking analyze this. Let's look at this. Kirsten.
Dunst teeth.
Dunst. Teeth.
Why do you think she was cast in Interview with a Vampire? She was a vampire to begin with.
Okay, here's the problem with her fucking teeth. She's got, like little...
Protruding teeth.
No, nubby teeth. Her teeth are too short.
Oh, she's got the kibbles, the corn kibble teeth.
Yeah, she's got those. She's got like that lamprey. You remember the lamprey, like the whatever that thing that lives in the sea that has human teeth? She's got, I think it's a lamprey.
No, a lamprey is one of those fucking leeches that sucks onto the side of a shark, and it has like a jaw that goes like the opposite way. It goes up and down instead of left to right.
Yeah, but it does have short, little, sharp, nubby teeth.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah.
So actually, I'm gonna say a lamprey has Kirsten Dunst teeth.
Yeah.
So basically, I thought, you know how they were teasing the lizard being in the movie by the professor having one arm and his name being whatever the fuck his name was?
But he never Kurt Connors.
Kurt Connors, that's right. But Kirsten Dunst was teasing the possible appearance of the lamprey just by having terrible teeth and dual lazy eyes. And a fucking head like a pumpkin, too.
She got her shit fixed.
Did she?
Yeah.
She's still hideous.
Yeah, she still has the double lazy eye, so.
Anyway, she was pretty terrible in that fucking movie. Let's just face it.
And the one redeeming factor was when you went to go see those movies, you were just waiting for Bruce Campbell. It was the highlight of each movie.
That's true. That's true. But the third one was like, it could have been as good as the second. And I think it was on pace to, but the second was so successful. I think at the time, like, one of the top three grossing movies of all
time.
They
still are. All three of those movies are top 20.
Top 20. I'm saying it was top five, maybe top three then. So
I think it still is.
No, it's not. That Avatar fucking, like, consumed, like, all the spots. Top grossing movies all time. Let's see what the fuck we got here. We're going to do this now. Avatar, Titanic, Avengers, Dark Knight, Star Wars Episode 1. Ugh. Star Wars, Dark Knight Rises. Where the fuck? Okay, Spider-Man 2002 is number 16. So you're right about that. But they were fucking like top.
And Spider-Man 3 is 29. I'm looking
Spider-Man 2 is 23.
Yeah, I guess I'm looking at a different one.
I'm on IMDb. I don't know what the fuck it
is. Oh, that's... Yeah, I'm whatever, on Box Office whatever Mojo. But yeah, you, that's probably more correct.
So they wanted to get more. They wanted it to be bigger, better. And they decided they needed more fucking shit sold, so they threw in Venom. They had to work Venom into a finished script.
Which they should have just made a standalone movie for Venom.
Or I mean, wait until the next inevitable Spider-Man movie. I mean, granted... Tobey Maguire was fucking 42 by the end of it, right? Still playing a struggling photographer.
The problem with those movies...
Chief, you think my pictures are good? You're fucking 48. They better be.
You know what?
They better be.
Jameson, the guy from the Farmers commercials...
He was awesome.
He was the fucking best in those movies, man. Mm-hmm. Him and Bruce Campbell, highlights. Highlight reel.
But they shoehorned Venom into the movie, and it sucked.
And it was Topher Grace. I mean, you could have picked somebody better than Topher Grace.
It wasn't Sam Raimi's fault. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say it wasn't.
I love Sam Raimi.
I think it might have been the fact that they had to add a new bitch to the movie. They had Bryce Dallas Howard. So, like, the blonde girl, she was kind of hot in the movie.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you try and, like, look her up now, and you realize... She's fucking miserable looking.
Really?
Do yourself a favor. Google Bryce with a Y, Dallas Howard. Not as good as you remember. Not as good as you remember.
The only good looking one is a picture from Spider-Man.
Yeah, and it's like a fucking cropped like eye shot. It's like not you never
yeah,
see.
Yeah, and there's like, a lot of Photoshop going on
as,
in there.
As bad as the Spider-Man movie was, the fucking camera work was impressive. Because I left that movie thinking, like, what a piece of shit. But at least a new girl. Maybe they'll have her in the next one.
You know what it was? Kirsten Dunst was the other girl. So there wasn't much to.
So you're saying you could have just dressed anything up and made it better?
Yeah, you could have put Jack Black in a dress and it would have. Would have done better.
Man, Jack Black has some great tits. Just fucking fantastic tits. The problem with her is that she has the Howard genes. She's Ron Howard's daughter, but she's also Clint Howard's niece.
Who?
You don't know Clint Howard, Ron Howard's brother? Google him. Just search him. You'll know as soon as you see his face. He looks like Carl Pilkington, but he's always like a creep.
It does. No, I know. Wait, I know this guy. He's in a lot of shit.
It's Ron Howard's brother.
I had no idea.
And he's got a million credits, but of all his credits, like four of them have names, and the rest of them are just things.
Yeah, he was in The Waterboy. He was like a bumpkin, wasn't he?
If he's fucking billed as Bumpkin in the Waterboy. Waterboy. Oh, no. His name was Paco. So that's one of the movies he had a fucking name.
Spanish?
I guess so. But he's probably been a dog catcher about seven times. He's billed as customer. I mean, this is fucking Ron Howard's brother. How the fuck... Like, the latest role is Rick's Parking. Where he plays a guy named Fel. Call Me Crazy. Fucking, like, he's a janitor in two movies. Fucking shitty.
Somebody's got to push that mop.
Farmer, janitor, taxi driver. Fucking Binky the Clown. Announcer number two. Like, come on, man. Announcer number two in 2007.
I'd be so pissed at Ron Howard. Like, this is friggin', you know, a dude who has directed fucking multiple Oscar movies.
Ron Howard in 94, successful, right? At that point, You think he was successful in 94?
I thought he was successful in 2000. He's done a lot of shit, hasn't he?
No, I'm saying, like, if we had a role for Clint Howard, you would think by 94 he would have a little more influence because of his brother's fame, right?
He was in Wayne's World, or not Wayne's World, Austin Powers.
Yeah, he was. He was also in Leprechaun 2 as Tourist. Like, Leprechaun 2 was fucking straight to Betamax.
Did you get a themed role in Leprechaun 2?
They didn't even fucking put that on video. They just showed it once, and they're like, you know what? No. They actually made a film, screened it to the people that made it, and they're like, nah, no, fuck this. They didn't distribute it. He couldn't even get a lead role in that fucking movie. A leprechaun. A fucked up face creature.
You know
he couldn't even be the face of the fucking leprechaun being Hollywood's creepy faced guy.
No, you know what's bad? Warwick Davis had the lead role in that movie, and you can't even get a named role in a Warwick Davis lead role movie.
Oh, he was Leprechaun too, wasn't he? Yeah, wow.
He was he was in every single one. He was always
He was the leprechaun always?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, unless they got a different dwarf.
I'm the leprechaun. Fuck. He was also in Leprechaun in the Hood, Warwick Davis.
They had the leprechaun in space.
What a bunch of shit. And it's also Back to the Hood.
I mean, Warwick Davis's big thing was Willow.
And he was also in Harry Potter. He was also an Ewok, too. Let's not forget.
He was Wicket. He was the Ewok.
That's true. So he was he had to be sorrowful for the dead Ewok, didn't he?
That was a different Ewok.
Oh, really? Like when they poked at him and fight with spears and know how to fucking play drums on dead people's heads, but but I don't understand death. Fuck. Neil Peart in the woods just tapping out an amazing solo on a fucking on severed heads of fucking stormtroopers.
More people think about it, man.
Yeah, I mean, why? Because they killed one Ewok.
I always feel bad for stormtroopers, man.
It's like one guy, isn't it? I mean, didn't we find out that they're all clones?
Yeah. Well, no. Later on, it wasn't all clones. Supposedly, initially they were all clones, and then they started hiring other people because you see other stormtroopers.
What do you mean you see other stormtroopers? You only see stormtroopers in costume. And then
thinking of Han Solo when he dressed up as one.
Yeah, they had smaller fucking costumes, I guess, because they perfectly fit Luke, who's like fucking 5'1".
No, it perfectly fit Han, because Leia said, aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper? It's a Luke.
Yes, that's right. I mean, that's right. But what I'm saying is Luke's fit, and he's short.
Yeah.
So either it's a one-size-fits-all bullshit, or they have different-sized people. I don't know.
That's the future. Or the past. It's actually the past.
TK421, do you copy? I don't know. I don't know. People were at the party that I was at. They were up in arms over the Maserati commercial. Who's gonna fucking buy a Maserati? Who's gonna do it? You had no inkling that was about a car.
Yeah, well, 100 million people watching the fucking Super Bowl. I'm sure someone out there can afford a shitty Maserati called
the Maserati Ghibli.
Ghibli.
And I didn't even know that this was the thing, because people were fucking talking over the entire commercial. So I saw Maserati, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't hear anything, didn't hear. But it was apparently it's a quote, cheap model. There's a $67,000 Maserati called Ghibli, which translates.
It's a cheaper model.
Yeah, I guess. Right? I mean, that's quote, cheap is what I was kind of going for. Ghibli translates to a fiercely hot wind from North Africa.
Oh, that's the demo they were going for, I guess.
We need a name for the shitty car.
Get this picture the guys.
Fucking call it the Ghibli.
Call it the Ghibli.
We'll sell it to all the North Africans. They like the wind. Just fucking. People didn't like the Seinfeld thing?
I thought it was good for the minute that it was on.
Yeah. It's a good commercial. It was a commercial for his show. No big deal.
Yep, Super Bowl commercial for his show. Even though he said he wasn't doing a Super Bowl commercial.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you believe anything the guy says? He probably just says shit to get out of social situations. He probably wanted to end that fucking interview. Like, is it a Super Bowl commercial? He's like, yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, but see, I called it on Facebook because people were wondering. There was a picture of him and George walking into, what is it, Tom's Diner? Yeah. It says just diner, restaurant. Tom's yeah. Restaurant. And I'm like, this has got to be for the Super Bowl. I mean, like, you know, all this shit's coming up, just like the fucking Full House stuff. I'm like, there's no Full House reunion. There's no Seinfeld reunion.
There's a resurgence of Uncle Jesse and Joey Gladstone.
Ugh. Oh, Joey, freaking Dave Coulier looks terrible.
I can't believe that guy has a career of any kind.
He doesn't.
No, he does.
Has he been in anything besides that commercial?
He's a touring clean comic. That's what
he does. Really still do stand-up?
Cut it out. I wonder how many times...
Oh my God, out of control.
I wonder how many times he has done that cut it out.
But you know, that's not from Full House.
What's it from?
It's from Out of Control.
I remember that. There was some bitch that fucking screamed and shit. She went... Right? Am I right?
I don't remember that. What, Out of Control?
That's one of those things that's like planted in my mind. I can't fucking get it.
It was out a Nickelodeon
of
show.
Control. Yes.
And he was like sitting at this like wacky desk with all like sorts of shit like fucking hot glued all over it. It was just like a weird like kid sketch comedy kind of thing. I haven't seen an episode. I gotta maybe I hit the YouTube. So.
Broken L was okay. Oh, and we'll attempt to make the world's largest sandwich. Anyone? Okay, let's see.
This is corny as fuck.
We'll explore the world of the hobo. Oh, you, that's it. Yeah, that's what I mean there.
And we'll show you.
Well, Dave, I'm only trying to drive the bad luck away.
This bitch.
Imagine if something happened to you and Hearn had to take over the show.
I can't do it. Sorry. Can't do it.
I think I watched every goddamn episode of that show.
It's deplorable. Like, I remember it, and I think I went back and did this a while ago. And just turned it off as soon as I did now. There are certain shows I watched as a kid where it's like, wow, this was bad. There was I think his name was Plastic Man. Do you remember Plastic Man?
No.
I think that's what his name was.
Hold on. It sounds vaguely familiar, but...
It was like a dude with fucking shades and like slick black hair and like a red suit. And he had a show and it was like really fucking shitty. In the 80s, and I can't fucking remember it. Plastic Man live action, I think. I can't even think of it. Oh, well, fuck it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Nobody remembers. There was a fucking Banana Man and shit. Like, I was like,
oh,
was
Banana Man was on Danger Mouse.
And, okay, yeah, Danger Mouse, too.
That was during Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
I remember Banana
and
Man.
And I think.
Eric eats a banana, he becomes. Bum, ba, da, ba, da, 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 Banana Man.
Now, wasn't Danger Mouse a fucking part of a cartoon? Like a series? Not its own series, though?
No, Danger Mouse was Danger Mouse. And then they had like a 2-minute Banana Man like during the break, and then it went back to Danger Mouse.
Okay, yeah.
Danger Mouse was some fucking... Now that I think back to it, like some of the stuff that happened was like really like... It must have been animated by hippies from the 60s that were just, like, on acid trips when they were doing the show. Because there was so many, like, strobe effects and just, like, weird shit happening. And
oh, dude, this is the worst. Plastic Man, I found it. Live-action Plastic Man. The Plastic Man comedy show. Oh, was this fucking bad. Hold on.
Adventure show starring the
Hold on, here it is.
It's the Plastic Man Comedy Adventure Show, starring the longest arm of the law, Plastic Man, with Mighty Man and the world's ugliest dog, Yuck. And featuring the ugliest cat ever to nab a mouse or outsmart a dog, Heathcliff.
Rickety Rocket Blast!
You remember this shit now, right?
Rickety Rocket Blast Off!
And it was this dude who looked like C-Rock with like fake muscles and a fucking skin-colored spandex suit.
It was like a rip-off of Stretch Armstrong.
Yes.
Marmaduke.
Yeah. This was so bad. Yeah, it was like almost like a bootleg-ass Looney Tunes.
Yeah, that was like Herculoids. Do you remember the Herculoids?
Ugh. Terrible.
The shit we grew up with, man.
It's hideous. Oh, well, I don't know, man. It's fucking, it's bad. It's bad, rotten, awful. But, okay, you know, it's weird. Like, these things just come out. Like, before the show, we were talking, going over some shit. And I just happened to remember, Ay, Carzillas! And that just came out. Just hopped out of from my brain through my mouth. Just I fucking spit it out, and I'm like, "What the fuck is that?" I have no idea.
Carzilla was what they had at the monster truck shows. It was a thing that turned into a T-Rex that breathed fire and ate cars.
No, it's Carzillas is a toy commercial from like 1991, something like that.
No, but that's what the toy was based off of.
Was it?
Yeah, Carzilla was a fucking, like a big monster fucking.
Like that. That shit I haven't heard in over 20 years.
Yeah.
And it just hopped out of my fucking brain. And I have no idea why the hell that happened. I didn't know that shit it just stays with you. There are things that you heard like once or twice, it's just you never fucking forget them, and they come out now, and it's so worthless. And I realize now why they say TV rots your brains. It does.
It infects your brains.
It fills it and shapes it into something that a junk drawer of useless shit.
That's what it does exactly.
But man, god damn it! Like I wish I was just around people that were like teaching life skills and not trying to sell me plastic bullshit. God, fuck, damn it. Like, how absorbent is that? Like, that brain just soaked up every fucking thing. And I started watching all these commercials from when I was a kid, and it's like, oh my god, I remember that. I remember the weird inflection someone had when they said, wrong door, in a fucking macaroni and cheese commercial. Like it's so fucking
six
weird.
Feet of bubble tape for you, not
them. Yeah, man, it's poison. It's fucking poison, and because it comes out like that, and because it's stored in there, I believe it does fucking subconsciously move you towards certain things. It's fucked up.
It's all things that are gone now, though.
Macaroni and cheese isn't. I still have a love for macaroni and cheese, and I probably have a brand. I don't know. I look at it like, oh, Kraft. Gotta get that. I don't know. Maybe that's my first instinct to go reach
that
for that specific
shit.
Box. Yeah, it is shit. You're supposed to make your own. It's probably much better for you. That fucking nuclear safe foil pouch that comes with the orange poison in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff's not natural. No, there's nothing natural in there.
Absolutely not. Fucking terrible. So did you enjoy the halftime show, Steve?
You know what? I enjoyed it because it was entertaining. I was upset that Red Hot Chili Peppers didn't have more to do with it.
Yeah, but what about Bruno Mars, though? What about him? Did you like him?
I don't know what he's trying to do, because he's like trying to mix too much shit. Like, he's got Elvis's hair, he's doing the James Brown, he's like 5'1".
Yeah, I don't know what he's trying to do. His hair pisses me the fuck off, looking at that hair. We know what you're doing. I mean, you have a fucking head like eraser head. Your haircut is exactly like David Lynch's eraser head. And you wear fucking man heels because you're a fucking little tyke. You're a manlet.
Yeah, so is everybody that's in his fucking backup band, because
that's a good point.
Because if you look at it, and this happened at the Grammys too, when he went out to present, I don't know if it was the Grammys or whatever, the Golden Globes, he came out to present something, and it was like Gloria Estefan and like someone else that introduced him. And I'm like, yo, they picked the shortest people possible for him to come up on the stage and be next to. And not look like a
to
fucking...
To present the Lifetime Achievement Award or the Vanguard Award to Bruno Mars, Muggsy Bogues and Spud Webb.
Right. And the funny thing was, he was sitting... When he won an award, he was sitting next to Taylor Swift. And he gets up and hugs her. And she, like, bends over, like...
Yeah, his face is just right in her fucking belly button.
Yeah,
it's like a child.
He could cunnilling her standing up.
Cunnilling. Oh, my God. He's the worst. I don't enjoy him at all. I think his shit sucks. But hey, you know, people think he's a good entertainer. No, I don't.
I would go out and like seek his music to listen to it.
Would you go pay for a concert, Steve?
There's very few bands I would pay for concerts.
Metallica.
Absolutely not.
Well, you don't like his little fill-ins when he does it.
Talking
about.
That was the worst thing ever.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
That was the worst ever. Worst ever.
Yeah!
You sound better than he does now.
Yeah, he's pretty bad. Anyway, so Philip Seymour Hoffman, dead. Dead.
Yep.
If you didn't know that by the time the show gets posted, I don't know what to tell you.
I suggest getting internet access.
I'm sorry to break it to television. You. Well, if they didn't have internet access, they didn't hear it here. So they probably, you know, fucking will find out later.
Yeah, well, someone will tell you.
What's funny about him is that I revere him as like an actor.
I think he's great.
I consider him to be a great actor. And I'm like, oh, my God, Philip Seymour Hoffman died. And man is like, yeah, he looks familiar. I don't know what he's in. I'm like, oh, come on. He's in... And I'm like,
Big Spowski.
Capote. I couldn't. I'm like, oh, he sharded in that one movie. He sharded, I think it was him.
Did he?
I don't remember. I think was that him? Along Came Polly?
I didn't see that, and I didn't see Capote.
It was him.
It's really good.
Yeah. He was like the fat friend in Along Came Polly. And that's all I had to point to him. And I'm like, yeah, but he's in a lot of stuff. That's how I ended it. He was in a lot of stuff.
Oh. Yep. Also dead, unfortunately.
No.
Well, unfortunately, Arthur Rankin.
Rankin and Bass?
Arthur Rankin dies.
What about Bass? What happens to him?
I don't know about Bass. He might have died a while ago, but Arthur Rankin died just recently, too. I think it was within the week.
But Jules Bass lives on?
I think it's Arthur C. Rankin Jr.
His writing partner, Jules Bass, aged 78.
Jules.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there goes that.
Half the Thundercats crew.
Bushido Blade in 1981?
The movie?
And that's apparently what Jules Bass was responsible for, Bushido Blade.
I remember the PlayStation 1 game, Bushido Blade.
The movie, yeah. They used a StarCraft font in the title. It cuts to the heart of courage, the Bushido Blade.
Yep.
Oh, well. Why don't we wrap this up, Steve?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody, tuning in. The DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Tune into all of our programming. That's Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, I Apologize, and, of course, this show. Thanks, everybody, who subscribed. Thanks, everybody, who listened. And Why don't you leave us a comment? Facebook. Oh, you haven't liked us yet? You can do that. Let us know how shitty this episode was. Go there and leave a comment. We love to hear them. Thanks. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Party on, Ken.
Party on, Steve. Good night.